You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, muchachos, my friends. This is The Ocho Man, February 2nd, with my sidekick here, Jimbo.
Como esta, bitches?
Como esta, bitches? And our main man behind all this stuff that goes on here 100% is Chris, our production man.
How we doing?
Hey, we're doing all right here, but I tell you what, Jimbo, let's get right into it here, buddy.
Both feet in.
Super Bowl. What the hell happened? What the hell happened with my Seattle that I had on the under? 23-16 is what the Ocho Man called. And I said, okay, let's break even here. Let's have a 31-28 win by Seattle. But that didn't work out either as they screwed it up on the one fucking yard line.
Well, I think you were feeling like cat's ass after that first quarter. 0-0 and they seemed
I didn't
to,
like it.
Yeah, I mean, you had that. But you know what? In all sports, things happen. And, The end of the first half, you know, basically New England just let them come down and tie it up. Just come on down. 14-7, oh, come on down.
Yeah, that was damn bizarre. What was it, like 40 seconds left that before was, halftime, and yeah, you're they, thinking yeah. all they could possibly do is possibly just get a field goal. Seattle, 6 seconds left. How ballsy of a play to keep your offensive unit out there and not going to halftime at 14-10, but wait, we're going to try to tie this damn thing up.
Well, it also happens to be the same guy that everybody wants roasted today.
Well, I'm one of those guys, Jimbo, because I'm telling you right now, Marshawn Lynch was a beast, and he's always been a beast throughout the entire season. I definitely thought, why not give the guy the ball? Why get fucking funky towards the end there?
But isn't it so easy for us to say why since it didn't work now?
I mean, it's conventional, though. You got a monster like that in the backfield.
No question.
Who hasn't been stopped at all the entire game. Why wouldn't you just try it again here?
Well, to contradict your point a smidge, if I was to ask you, there's no doubt he dominated beast mode the whole year, right?
Right.
Okay. He was running hard in this game as well, right?
Oh, he was dragging him.
Would you believe me if I told you that five times this year from the one they gave him the ball, he got in once?
Well, okay, but this was one time that I think he was going to get
in. Oh, no, no.
New England was definitely tired.
No, I agree. Yeah. No, listen, I want to believe in my heart that he'd have got in too. But it's so easy for us to say now. And again, I think we all think he should have just handed the ball off.
And
but
the thing,
this is the same guy now that we all, I know where I was at. I don't know where you were at, but where I was at, we're all sitting there thinking, why are they not kicking a field goal here? Anything could go wrong.
In the end of the first half.
Why would they not kick the field goal? If a scramble situation, they go down, they don't get then they get nothing. And this guy says,
well,
you know
I,
what?
I understand that. But I'm telling you right now, even Chris Collinsworth, on that particular play, right before the snap, he said, why isn't Belichick, if I was Belichick, I would just allow him to just score right now, just let him in so they could get the ball back.
And that's what was going on at our party.
Flag.
Yeah, that's what was going on at our party. We were all that same way. We were like, let him in, let Brady, what do you have there, Oach? About 45 seconds, 48 seconds?
It was a good solid 40 to 45 seconds. And the thing about that, Jimbo, is that you got a high-potent offense with Brady, who had a great game now. He's definitely capitalizing on the middle. Gronkowski's catching everything in the middle. They could have easily moved in the field goal range to tie this game up. So I would have definitely thought New England saying, hey, just score. End this right now so I can get this ball back. And there, Seattle gets cute. You get cute. And, you know, I had a football coach in college that had a big lip. He had a big lip poster up on his wall that said lip, like lips.
A big poster of lips.
Lips. And I said,
I thought that maybe the coach had a big lip.
Oh, well, he had a big lip, too.
Okay. All right.
Was he a Rolling Stones fan?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that, Chris. This, he had a big sign that, up on his wall, and he wanted every guy to come in and say, hey, coach, I don't know, but what the fuck's that on your wall? And he would say to him, he would tell us all, keep it simple, stupid. That was his way of getting us to ask what that meant, and it just meant keep it simple, stupid. I don't know what it had to do with the lips, but we always ask about the lips, and next thing you know, he's telling us keep it simple, stupid. Anyway, point is on this one that we
you lost us.
Well,
no, we're with you. Hey, no, but your point is absolutely correct. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's what his whole thing was. I don't know what the fucking lips stood for on his wall. But
don't you want to call the guy today? And
I think he's dead. He was 85 years. Maybe that's why he had a picture of a goddamn lips on his wall, because he was senile.
I'm a curious guy. I would have had to have known.
Yeah, I never figured out the content behind the lips and keep it simple, stupid, but I always thought, you know what, he's making me ask about it.
But in this instance, I think your point is valid. I mean, obviously, now see, again, I'm back to this point, though. Since it didn't work, it's so easy for us to say, just hand the ball, and he would have scored. Now, if they hand, I think what it's easier for us to all say is that if they give that ball to that beast three times and he can't get in, then we tip our hat and what a great finish. But
what a great Super Bowl that would have been. You got the defense making a stand. Oh. You got an offense, right? I mean, boom. You're looking at a classic showdown. I think the one that pops in my head is it was the NFC playoff game. It was in the Ice Bowl, Green Bay versus Dallas, and they were digging in. They're trying to get I mean, that's what football's all about. None of that bullshit trick play, try to pass the locket, and this Butler guy intercepts the ball. And Butler, he sounds like a complete douchebag. He got completely lucky. I mean, lucky. The guy threw right at his. Oh, come on.
That's what I think we overlook in sports. I think we always want to look for excuses of why, you know, the reliever gives up a, you know, what about a little credit? I think the guy made a great read on the play.
Okay, he did. But Chris Collinsworth even said, I can't believe what I just seen. Why? Goes back to my keep it simple, stupid with the lip poster there.
Speaking of
so
stupid.
So were these men's lips or women's lips? I'm just curious.
You're on these lips, Chris.
I can't get past that. Yeah, I'm still trying to run this through in my mind.
He was a little bizarre. I mean, maybe I'm still trying to figure out why he stood in the shower watching us bathe.
It's weird how that works.
Did you go to Penn State?
I didn't go to Penn State.
Let me ask you this. Was the guy a drinker?
He did drink.
Okay.
A lot.
I was just curious.
He did drink. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
We're keeping it simple, stupid.
It's
an AA thing.
That's an AA thing?
It's an AA thing, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
He probably got a free poster.
Yeah, he probably didn't know what it was.
He put that on his wall.
You learned something today. Your football coach was an alcoholic.
Well, I knew that, but I just didn't put the lips together there.
Well, see, you learned something today.
Well, fuck.
Hey, but no, seriously, back to what I was saying. I want to say that we do it all the time as a society. We never want to give anybody credit. We want to blame people for everything.
You know what? You're getting paid millions. I don't want to give you any credit. You do what you're supposed to do out there and bring home a win.
And the defensive back did what he was supposed to do.
He did, but it wasn't. He shouldn't have even had the opportunity.
I get the lips poster now.
What do you mean? Where are you
keep it simple, stupid. KISS.
Kiss.
That's where
with
they get the lips.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you fucking idiots.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There it is.
Oh, Jesus.
It'll be on the website if anybody wants to see it.
I'm calling you.
Ultraman.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for bailing me out of there, because I really sounded like I was gay right there playing for a gay team. I knew there was something behind the kiss.
Well, there was something gay going on.
With the lips. The lips, that is. Any case, I'm glad you cleared that up. And this Super Bowl will go down as a real good Super Bowl.
Tom Brady, MVP.
28-24. Well, yeah. If I tell you what, if Marshawn Lynch scores there, I would have given it to Lynch as the MVP.
No, I mean, yeah, you could have.
Him or Russell, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but they didn't. So Brady has his MVP. He's got his four Super Bowl trophies, his three MVPs.
My God.
He's currently with Montana, and his stats are better. So do we? Is he the greatest?
Well, you know what? Every time the Patriots win a Super Bowl, it's like Cheney with Halliburton. There's something behind it that I just don't like it. I go crazy about it, man.
I said more than one time yesterday, is there any way,
Chris. Chris liked that.
Is there any way at all that nobody could win? Because I really didn't want any of them. I didn't want either team to win. The only guy I like on the field.
Fuck were you? What party were you at?
Listen, the only guy on the field that I really liked was Russell Wilson.
Really? You liked him?
Huh? And to his credit today, you know what? He's like, hey. You want to blame somebody, blame me. I threw the ball.
I blame you. Yeah, idiot. You shouldn't have even thrown the
guy,
ball. You should have called the audible. Yeah, you should have said, hey, you know what? Thanks, coach. Thanks, idiot. I'm not going to call that. I've seen it so many times, even in high school level, you see that and you go, I'm not going to do this. This is just insane. But in any case, that's what happened. 28-24. One last bit on this. You may want to chime in on it, but... What about the people that had 31-28 on their squares for like big time money?
Well, I didn't have it, but I was obviously checking my squares because, you know, when I thought the, you know, New England was going to win earlier before Kirst makes the catch, I'm like, okay, I look and I'm like, okay, I don't have it. And then I thought, well, boy, what if in a wild circumstance could I get it if it was 1-8 the other way? No, I didn't have that either. But you know what was even better? It's one thing those people had to be just dying, but what if
Up that safety?
Yeah, imagine being the guy now that now you brought a whole nother number into play if they take the safety, and then that doesn't happen because New England draws them off sides, which everybody's complaining about that, and I think they had to try to jump the snap.
And you know,
plus I think they false started. I've watched that. I rewound it and watched it 10 times, I'm telling you, the center. Purposely
the
drew them offside.
The center always does that, man.
He
what
can't
the hell
draw
is
off.
Wrong with you on that one?
When they get set, they can't do that.
He looks up all the time.
Not after they get set.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, if any of our listeners are out, if you find it, give us a shout in here. I'm telling you.
Yeah, tell us who's right on this one, because I played ball, and I'm telling you, the center's constantly moving his head up.
Not after you set.
They're not going to bust the center's balls on that. The quarterback... And the running back, whatever in the backfield, they'll look at that closely. But I'm telling you, centers get away with a lot of shit.
Well, I'm telling you, if you go back and watch this, and he intentionally shook his head twice.
Well,
and
in any case, I don't know how Pete Carroll is sleeping last night, how he slept. I can
tell you how his offensive coordinator slept. He slept good, because you know what he said? Hmm. He said Lockett should have been stronger on the ball, and this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that. That's just what's wrong with NFL lately. Everything is someone else's fault but your own fault.
Well, now you're back to what I said. Why does it have to be somebody's fault? The guy made a great defensive play.
No. I'm not taking that away from him. All right? He did what he was supposed to do, but it should never have come to that. It should never have come to that. I'm tired of talking about it. Let's move on here. What about the commercials, my friends? Commercials?
I told you about the Bud one last week.
And I did not watch it until I saved it for the Super Bowl. Budweiser fires off a great round with the Super Bowl commercials. Lost cute fucking puppy. Have a frightening encounter with a wolf. And there, out of nowhere, his old buddies, those... four Clydesdales, they come to his aid and bring him back. Oh, yeah, you know what? That was sweet.
Did you tear up?
I did tear up, but I was trying to recover after that goddamn game that was happening that kept going over. They kept scoring. I don't know which one I was crying more about. Damn puppy?
Sad. They got me when the dog was in the box and it was raining. Yeah. You felt bad for the little guy.
I did, but then I got kind of happy again when I seen that one commercial.
When he come running home.
Ah, fuck that dog now. Forget the dog.
What dog? What?
That Fiat commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. The Fiat commercial, the old man getting ready to get laid. His old broads in the other room. Getting all hornied up, the old man drops the blue pill out the window, and next thing you know, the pill flies onto the roof, and it falls into the gutter, shoots onto the Fiat's gas tank, and next thing you know, the Fiat gulps it down, it gets a big boner, I'm telling you, this was a real good commercial. The Italian dude there, he's all pissed off. He's not getting laid.
I got to be honest with you. When I saw this commercial, and this is going to sound terrible, but I thought of you. Because I could picture the look on your face when you drop your Viagra.
Well, it wasn't a Viagra. It was just a blue pill. It made you want. It could have been an M&M.
Yeah, it was Viagra.
It was something. It was a blue pill. And you know what? And let's say you're that fucking idiot at this party, at the Super Bowl party, with that shit Fiat. With that small little Fiat that gets the that doesn't get the blue pill in it, and he's stuck with that shit Fiat.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be around any car growing because it's got a blue pill in it. I don't want to be around you when you got a blue pill in you.
Shut up and bend over. Insurance. Bryan Cranston. I'll tell you what, that was a hell of a funny video, Chris. I really liked that one, pal.
Yeah, it was a really good one.
Yeah. He's what show's he on all the time? What is that?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I tell you what, I like that one. And then you had the avocado, one.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Hey, it was avocado commercial saying all these fucking animals are sitting around watching these other animals and they're about to eat avocado and they said. Hey, you know what? Come to the Mexican avocado is the best or some shit like that. But it was just funny seeing all those animals sit around like that.
I don't find that funny.
You had to see it.
Well, I missed it.
And then I'm telling you what. I seen Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out with a new Terminator.
Look at the smile on your face.
Oh, I can't wait. I think we ought to go there sometime. You and me sit next to each other.
How about a seat?
Out of the popcorn.
How about one seat between us?
How about two seats?
Your two seats. I'll raise you three.
No. I need your free popcorn. So
I know how you operate.
I don't need you too far away.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got to check that one out. It's called Terminator. Genesis. Yeah.
Give it to him, Chris.
Genesis.
Is it Genesis? You prick! No. You're fucking with me. It's Genesis.
It's Genesis.
That's what it's called.
There you go.
You know what? I got this thing here, man.
Hang on. You didn't even get to, like, two of the best commercials. We had Kate Upton was in a commercial.
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, she gave us what we all wanted. She was out there.
I know.
And then Victoria's Secret gave us what we wanted.
I'm telling you right now, Victoria's Secret saved the day because that fucking Big Daddy.
Go Big Daddy.
They fucked it up.
Yeah, they gave us nothing.
And every year we've always fed off those hot chicks. Where were the hot chicks this time?
Well, because we were all counting on a wardrobe malfunction from our halftime show, and what we got were beach balls and sharks.
Oh, God. Katy Perry. I felt like I was on a Disney Channel
set. It was a bizarre set.
The Disney Channel, for love of God. There's nothing flying off anyone. And then I'm finally thinking, we're going to see more skin on her. She's got the raincoat on.
Yeah.
The damn raincoat didn't come off.
No, she was keeping it on.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's your NFL for you. They've had a rough year. They didn't need any more trouble.
That Roger Goodell, he's fucked up everything. Well, now he's even fucked up the halftime show, that prick.
Well, they need to turn it. Maybe they'll do something a little special next year just for you, Coach.
They should. They should definitely do something for me. And another thing that was on the news that I thought was pretty bizarre.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, you know what? I'm going to save that one. I'm going to go back to that.
Well, if you want to stay in, bizarre,
tell me.
Stay football. How about our man Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel.
Did you see that?
Rehab.
Yeah, but
what do you think it is?
Well, here's the deal. When you hear rehab, what comes to mind? First thing, drugs, alcohol, right? They're not giving you that. He's going to rehab to be a better person. I didn't know they had that.
Shut up.
No, it's what it says. He wants to be a better family member, better teammate, better person.
Oh, and he's going to rehab? Why don't he just go to church?
I'm just telling you what it says.
Go to church.
Maybe. What?
Rehab. What kind of rehab is this? A bunch of flower kids sitting around?
I don't know. I'm telling you what it says.
Chris, have you ever heard of any shit like this?
Oh, they've got him, that's for sure.
But, how much are they?
There's no question about
it. If you want to get rehabbed from something, though, they've got it all.
You guys have no idea how much these places are a month. And so, I mean, I'm talking.
Why can't we open up a rehab for people
that eat too much McDonald's?
No, we ought to. I mean,
I did a right fucking counselor for that.
I mean, anywhere from, you know, $75,000, $85,000, $95,000 a month.
Oh, fuck this shit. Fuck this podcast we're doing here, boys.
Yeah, we are missing the boat.
We need to be a rehab for people that are
sex
just
addicts. No, female sex addicts.
No, they've got
female
them.
Sex addicts.
Yeah, we don't want to. Who cares about the guys?
Yeah, right? Female.
We want to help the ladies.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm. They
what
need
the guys
helping.
Who start these do is they go out to L.A. Uh-huh. and decide to, you know, throw down on a mansion. And then, you know, how am I going to afford the mansion? I'll start a rehab.
Oh,
I mean, and that's
God.
Where they run the rehabs out
You're
of.
You're kidding.
You know, no, it's maximum 8 or 9. You know, hell, some of them have
and then
a maximum
we can
of 3
even
people who can come there. Every service you can imagine, chefs, drivers, security.
No shit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Or now, are they on the payroll too, or are they just based on, hey, if I bring a client, you get some of that too?
At the rehabs?
Yeah, they at these mansions.
Well, the guys, I mean, it's, you know, the guy operates out of, you know, and there's 100 of them out there now, but they operate them out of the, you know, the mansion, and they you know, convert the house into the rehab. And so the clients stay in the house. They have a chef that comes in and makes food. They have yoga. They have massage.
And how much is it for
a
month?
Some of these are even up to like $150,000 a month.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, we're missing out.
Yeah.
What can we do like
that? I told you.
Why, the chicks sex addict, huh?
They're out there.
Right,
every time somebody gets caught screwing around on their wife or their husband or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, they immediately go, I'm a sex addict.
Yeah, that's true.
It used to be it was an accident. Remember that? It was an accident. And then people started figuring that out, and they started saying, oh, so you tripped and your penis went in her. It was an accident, right? Or he tripped and it went in me. And then everybody got tired of that. So now it's, I have a problem.
Well, I tell you what, man. You see these hot teachers with these teens, these boys that are like, oh, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to turn a fucking idiot. If that was me, I would hang on to that as long as I could. You should have seen my fucking teachers.
Did we have any in high school that
God
you'd have been
damn it, they were ugly.
In? What about Miss Shehorn?
Which one?
Remember Miss Shehorn? Wasn't she in Playboy? Wasn't that the rumor when we were in high school?
Shut up. I didn't
I'm
that.
Serious. I think Miss Shehorn was in
I
Playboy.
I didn't see any teacher that really got me fired up. Our teachers were brutally ugly, dude.
Well, I'm not saying she was or wasn't.
Well, I mean, don't be looking at me like you're
I've,
thinking about
I've
it.
I've seen what fires you up. There had to be one there for you.
Yeah, what an asshole. But I'm telling you right now, guys, these teachers nowadays are just incredibly hot, and I just wish it was that Van Halen video. I'm hot for teacher.
Yeah, I think we all wanted to be in that school.
Oh, goddamn. Anyway, that's what we got going there. And what
not a video per se, but kind of along the same realm. I got something that's going to blow your mind if you haven't heard this already.
Is this a drum roll?
No.
Borderline, but it's borderline. Not a drum roll.
This is just an unbelievable, interesting fact. I mean, this.
Well, I like to hear it, Jimbo.
And it's fact. So, you know, Madden, NFL, the
yeah,
the,
you wanted
the game.
To tell me this.
Yes, I wanted to tell you this because I was blown away by this. Okay, there so the go. First thing, obviously, the most recent is, you know, obviously yesterday's Super Bowl. Well, not only did Madden, there it is.
That's a fucking.
That's a firing
that's
squad.
That's a firing squad.
Am I getting it here? Are you lining me up here?
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
Okay, but interestingly enough, not. Oh God. Okay. Yeah, that's the offensive coordinator. John yeah. wants him gone from Seattle. Right, okay. Yeah. So anyway, so the Madden NFL not only picked New England, it picked the exact. It played a game against itself. It got New England and the score correct, 28-24. Can you believe that?
Well, wait a minute. I just told you tens and thousands of games were stimulated through the computer.
This was one time. They did one game from Madden.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They played one time. The final score, 28-24. They've done this every year. It is 9-for-12 with just the winner. And in the last 12, it's 8-4 against the spread.
You're kidding.
No. So next year,
yeah, we're gonna have this fucking game.
Just have it play itself.
Yeah, we're going to have it and see what the hell comes up.
And we're going to put a bundle.
And I'm going to give these
at Ocho.com. Yeah. We're going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to give my audience the play then.
Well, heck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Make everybody happy.
Everybody wins. So anyway, I thought that was interesting because, you know, I thought, oh, okay, well, yeah, I mean, how many times have they done this? You know, it gets lucky, blah, blah. No, not luck. I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, that's a big number there.
That
man.
Is a good number.
That's a big number.
Against
cash
the spread?
It in. Cash it in.
Cash it in.
What was it again? 9 for 12?
It's 9 for 12, 8 and 4 against the spread, but it's picked 9 of 12 winners, 8 and 4 against the spread.
Okay, none have been, like, right on target, like, the score.
This year was the first year they got the score exactly right.
And it's covered the spread, too.
Yes.
Wow, fuck me. All right, well, that's kind of cool, man. News out there, a little weird news here. You guys have all seen... Power Rangers, right? When we were kids.
Just
fucking go along with it. I remember watching Power Rangers.
I've never seen it.
Well, I know, Chris, did you watch Power Rangers?
I love some Power Rangers.
I don't know.
Have to say. I was a big fan of the White Ranger.
My brother, yeah. I remember watching it. I didn't watch it.
Well, I watched Power Rangers, and you had this one kid.
That explains a lot.
Ricardo Medina, who's now 36. He was one of the Power Rangers. And he was arrested in Los Angeles for allegedly, stabbing his roommate to death with a sword.
Two things.
Same sword he probably used in Power Rangers, by the way. How about that?
He's 10 years younger than you, and you were watching a show about him?
I had to watch it. My kid watches, so I have to sit there and watch it.
Okay.
What the hell do I do on that?
And what's wrong with allegedly? What if he didn't do it?
Oh, I think he did it.
Well, you weren't there.
Well, he's a Power Ranger.
You weren't there.
They're good with the sword.
You weren't there.
Well, who gives a shit? I'm buying into what they're saying here.
Right.
He took down his roommate named Joshua Sutter. He just sword him. He just had a fucking one of those ISIS type of
he's,
shit.
He's got a roommate at 36?
Yeah.
You think maybe there's something going on there?
Well, something's got... It was Joshua Lover's Sutter.
Lover's quarrel, maybe?
Yeah. And he pulled out the sword.
I don't want to be around a lover's quarrel between two 36-year-old men living together when they pull out their swords.
Oh, so he was the Red Ranger. Okay, ooh. I remember this guy.
He was a Red Ranger?
Yeah.
Was he a good-looking guy?
I think so. I mean,
did he get the pie is what I'm saying.
Obviously, I think he got the sword.
He got the sword.
Touché.
He got the sword from Ricardo. Ricardo, where's the sword?
Yeah, I think the battle with the girl was always between him and the White Ranger. Who is also the Green Ranger, I think.
Okay.
He's way too deep,
really
way too into the weeds here.
Out.
Well, I tell you, that's what we got with that. Not Ricardo. What the hell am I saying?
It might as well be.
Ricardo
Ricky
Medina. Ricardo Medina.
Ricky and his flying sword.
Ricardo Medina, 36, arrested. One of the Power Rangers. And from what Chris said, he's the red one.
Knew I didn't let my kids watch
out. And news that just happened, man. Just happened today. Today was Groundhog Day.
Oh, Punxsutawney Phil.
And the fucking weasel. What's his name? Willie. Is it Willie?
I don't know.
It's not Willie. What the hell's his name?
I thought it was Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. That's it.
I think it's Punxsutawney Phil.
I couldn't say the first part, so I'm going to call him Phil.
Just call him Phil.
So Phil, I think, didn't see his shadow. Or is it he's seen a shadow?
He saw his shadow, I think. Right?
What does that mean again?
Well, one of them, if he sees a shadow...
6 more weeks of winter is what the little bastard saw, and
yeah.
I want him to crawl back in his hole.
No, that's what he said.
Because I'm tired of this shit.
6 more weeks, we're going to have more shit weather.
It's cold out.
To all of our... all of our Los Angeles listeners.
Is there any way we can do some research on this and see how accurate this shit is?
I don't know, man, but
clown.
We keep going back to...
Producer Chris, what do you think?
We keep going back to Phil. We keep going back to him. He must be doing something right.
You know what? There's no way. He's got to be 50% at best.
Fuck, he's done this 129 times, man. It's a family that's been... passed down here, a bunch of groundhogs
have to look into the accuracy.
Next show, we'll look that up.
I want producer Chris to let me know because I don't buy it.
But Chris just said too, my buddies out in L.A., my cousins and everything, they're doing just great with the weather. They don't have to worry about a goddamn groundhog. to bail their ass out.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate it. And I tell you what, we are getting a lot of listeners from L.A., too. That's cool.
I think we are. You know what? That sounds like a great idea. Let's take our show on the road. Let's go to L.A.
Oh, L.A. would be good, but then we'd have to wait for your ass because you can't fly.
Three weeks later, shows up on the train.
Just tell me when to be there. I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell
everybody else. We need to be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Can we be there tomorrow?
You guys wouldn't go tomorrow either. I guarantee you got shit to do. You got shit to do. You just tell me when to be there, and I'll be there.
Okay, so we got to give you like 4 or 5 day notice, right?
4 or 5 I can be in L.A. in 2 days.
You're like
2 days.
Those pilgrims that traveled with their oxes and shit.
I'll be there in 2 days.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
And you know what, man? What? I got to tell you. I got to fucking tell you right now. I know why people settled in St. Louis.
They got tired of that traveling shit.
Well, yeah. Here,
and then they saw that water and said, I'm not going over that.
Well, fucking, can you let me talk here? I'm telling you right now, they all took off from Boston. They're all drinking. They're all having a good time saying, hey, we're going to make it out to the West Coast, man. We're going to see the blue water. And I think the people in St. Louis are descendants of the laziest motherfuckers ever that just said, fuck it. Fuck it. Go on without us. We got our water. I tell you what, we will build this half-ass round thing. We won't build a whole round thing because that's a lot of work. We'll build a half thing, and we'll call the arch Gateway to the West is what we'll call it. But we'll sit our ass right here. We got a fucking brown river. Well, we'll call it St. Louis. How about that?
Gateway to the West. We're not sure exactly what's there, but you go through here.
Fuck yeah. You got to come through here.
What's your excuse? You wound up here.
I don't know. I don't know how I got ended up here, but I'm here though. I'm here in St. Louis. So, but that's how people in St. Louis settled in here. What do you think? It's probably the laziest motherfuckers that ever. Well, no, the laziest probably are Pennsylvania. And
yeah, they couldn't even make it halfway to St. Louis.
I mean, their wagons broke down and shit over there, and they said, "Fuck it, we don't have enough wagon wheels and all." But our St. Louis people were like, you know. I don't think there is any blue water out there. I think I'm going to settle right here.
Those people still thought the world was flat, didn't they?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Anyway, we still have some of those around here now.
We do?
Think the world's flat.
Honestly, though, what do we have in this town here? They just fucking sit around and eat a buffet every day.
Oh.
Now we know a few of those.
Huh?
So we know a few of those.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I'm not talking to you, but I'm just saying there's a lot of crazy shit that happens in this world, and I got a little story here for you guys, too. What town was this, Chris, that Kayla Tarida?
I don't know.
Was that Spain?
Spain, Ibiza, right?
Yeah, where the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's in Ibiza, Spain.
Well, check this out, guys. This is kind of cool. Well, not cool. Fuck, I can't believe I said this is cool. Dmitrina and Dimitrova were two lovers, right? The guy takes his gal to a seaside tiny resort, walks by this cliff overlooking the sunset. He proposes to her. This is a nice fucking place here. She starts jumping up and down. She's fucking happy as can be. The guy proposed to her, sunset and everything. The fucking idiot brought, she falls off the cliff. She falls off. Yeah. Oh, God damn, that was fast of you finding that. She falls off the cliff 65 feet down. She doesn't die right then and there, but she comes around, and then she has a heart attack and dies, man. That's fucking some crazy stuff.
That is wild.
Yeah. Why would he take her to a cliff, though? I mean.
It was pretty beautiful.
Do what I did. I took mine to a buffet.
There you go.
No, you did.
It is St. Louis.
It is St. Louis. No, I didn't take her to a buffet. I went to a Greek restaurant.
Which one?
In L.A., actually.
Nice.
And I don't know which one, what the name was of that place or whatever, but they served me a big shank.
And shank up.
It was. I don't know what it was, but it was a shank, and it.
I picture you like them guys back.
I wanted to suck the meat out of there and make a bong out of this fucking
what
a shank or whatever the hell it was, because you know what? It seemed like a completely smooth bone there, and all they did was give a little bit of meat on the end of it. Who the hell would pay for something like that? But you know what? Yeah, when you're going out on a date, you don't want to look like you eat too much or anything like that. And that's what I was going to do with that damn shank right there.
Oh, boy.
Wrap up the bone here. Mokolalis, and I'm taking it
it's
home.
Recycling.
It's recycling. Recycling.
That's what they like in L.A.
Anyway, Jimbo, what do you got next for me, baby?
Did you see Kristen Stewart, the girl from the Twilight movies?
No, what happened?
Says she's quitting Hollywood. She's tired of all the tabloid stuff. Seems like they've caught her with some of the ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
That does not surprise me one bit.
Was the one of the ladies Bruce Jenner?
No. No, it wasn't Bruce Jenner, but, you know, it's she's very uncomfortable and doesn't want her stuff out in the tabloids, and she says she's quitting Hollywood. Now, will she? I don't know. I just find that interesting because I don't think, you know, we live in a society, I don't think people really care.
I don't care about that, but I do care about seeing this transformation of a once Olympic star, Bruce Jenner, who's going to be turning into what's his name going to be now?
Oh, there's a great question.
What's the it's something to do with Bruce, wasn't it?
Brienne? Brienne Jenner.
What do we think has happened
here? Right,
that
does sound like.
What do we think has happened here, really?
What do you think has happened? The guy wants to be a woman.
You think he secretly wanted to be a woman his whole life? I mean, this guy
has
had
all his life, man, because when I see him in the 1976 Olympic, I was a little kid, and I said, damn, this guy's got his shit together. And now all of a sudden he wants to be a broad. And he couldn't be a cute broad either. I mean, have you seen him? What the hell am I saying? You know what? You fuckers have caught me on this Kiss poster. It wasn't even Kiss, the band Kiss. But anyway.
I'm saying is...
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's what he meant.
Well, I think the guy bedded some hot gals over the years to all of a sudden decide he wants to be a woman.
Yeah, I don't know how you get to...
I don't know. I mean, you just flip a coin one day? What happened?
You flip a coin. You flip a coin there, Dice.
He flipped something.
Oh, he's flipping.
Hey, is this correct here? I just got a note in front of me here, Chris, saying that our guys in Qatar, military boys, are listening to my show.
Is huge fan. Huge fan of Qatar.
Fucker. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Passing on the love from the Middle East.
Oh, wow. Our military guys. You know what? I knew they were going to love the shit I was saying about American Sniper. That was my guy, I'm telling you.
Yep. Speaking of that, isn't today the anniversary of his... of his untimely death, and I believe they want to make it a holiday, right?
Yep,
they're going to make not a well. I don't know about a holiday, but I think
like
Texas is going to
remember.
Yeah, saw that today. Still number one at the box office too, I believe. Right?
Yeah,
that is so. Cool,
it's setting
man.
Records.
That is so.
That's
cool.
Good. It should.
I'm so happy for it. I mean, honestly, this is the type of shit that brings patriotism back to this country. And you know what? They could these Michael Moores and all that, all the goddamn liberals. You know what? I'm a liberal too, but I'm in the more taking care of America and all this shit. But I'm telling you right now, we cannot take shots at any military guys. Those guys, our troops, are doing everything they can possibly do, and they're defending. Everything that they're doing out there is for us, you know, and God bless you guys out there. If you guys are listening to my show, hey, we love you over here. And it doesn't all end with you guys coming back home, throwing the first pitch, and people standing up for you, clapping. Next thing you know, you go home. With me, babe, you fucking hang out with me anytime. That's how we roll here.
Man, I could hear like Lee Greenwood playing in the background while you were doing that.
Yeah. I tell you
proud
what,
proud to be an American.
Chris Kyle is the modern day John Wayne, and shit, they love John Wayne. Why can't they love Chris Kyle? So fuck him. That's my guy, and that's where I'm sticking. Anyway, that's what we got going so far. And let me see what we have here. We got my picks coming right around the corner here. Matter of fact, I'm going to give my picks right now, Jimbo.
Ooh.
Let me put on my glasses here. Yes. All right, I got them right here, babe. Right here. The Ocho Man came up with these. NBA action tonight. NBA action. We got Atlanta looking for its 20th win in a row, my friends. 20th win in a row tonight. They're taking on New Orleans. Now, I don't think this one's going to be easy at all. This line started at -6 for the visiting team here, Atlanta. It's went down to -3.5 here for Atlanta, and I don't see them covering this. I like New Orleans in the spot. I like the Pelicans. Pelicans to win this one or possibly even keep it too close. +3.5 is what I'm looking at here. I like New Orleans against Atlanta at home. And also another basketball action for you here. Philadelphia at Cleveland. The spread is 16.5 here, my friends. Now, I've been riding against Philadelphia the entire year so far. But I'm telling you right now, I think 16.5 is a bit high. I like the Sixers in the spot. They have been playing good. They kept Atlanta close. I see this one being, now I'm telling you, it's going to sound close, but it's really not. 105-94, that's still well beneath the 16.5 that's the covering here. So I really think 16.5 is a lot of points to give up, and I like the Sixers in the spot. Those are my NBA plays.
Well, I can't disagree with any of those. Man, Atlanta's won that many games in a row.
Yeah, and everyone's watching them, and they're going to New Orleans. They got a big bullseye on their fucking, you know, right in their middle of their shirt now. So you know what? I think New Orleans brings them down tonight.
I think I mentioned last week that that's the quietest winning streak I've ever heard. And what's funny is even though you brought it to my attention last week that they had won however many in a row, I still haven't heard anything about them. That's amazing.
You couldn't probably even name three players on that
team. Don't think I could, except for isn't that where Dwight Howard wound up?
No, he's not. He's not there.
Oh, no, he's in Houston with Harden. You're right. I don't know one person that plays for Atlanta.
All right, go back to sleep here. I got NHL action, too. I got two games of NHL action that
Now you're talking.
I got these two as my money line parlay bet here. I got Florida Panthers visiting the New York Rangers. The Rangers right now are -200. I love this one. It's a strong play. Take the Rangers, my friends. And then Edmonton versus San Jose. San Jose's at home. The money line on this one is -275. You put $100 on this one with a -275 and a 200, you get little better than even money, and you can't go wrong with that. So I'm taking San Jose tonight, and I'm taking the Rangers. Rangers over Florida Panthers, and San Jose, they're taking a struggling Edmonton team, and that's where I'm going with here, San Jose.
Love, love, love those.
Those are my picks there, my
friend. You can call them proverbial locks.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. What do you got out there, Chris?
So you can find the Ocho Man all over the internet on his website, behindtheeightball.ochoman.com. You can find the Ocho Man on Facebook. Just search for Behind the Eight Ball. And you can find him on the iTunes store. Just search for the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. Be sure to leave a rating, review. You know, 5-star ratings help us a lot. Helps us in the iTunes store, helps our searchability, helps people find the Ocho Man.
And you know what? What's really cool is that we are going from L.A. We got friends in L.A. We got friends in Arizona. I got a friend up in Canada that texts me and goes, "Are you that Ocho Man I'm listening to?" I go, "That's me, brother." And he goes, "I've been listening to it. It's fucking great." And now I just found out from Chris that we got our soldiers listening from Qatar. That's fucking beautiful.
Well, and also, if anybody has anything they want to email in, some questions they want to ask, someone they want on the show, some comments, ochoman@ochoman.com.
And I'll tell you what, Chris, on another note, too, I just got to give a little props out to my sidekick here, Jimbo. He does this, and then he's got his own show.
Yeah, he does.
He's got his own show called, what's it called, Jimbo?
Youth Baseball Talk.
Youth Baseball Talk. Now, I get all this crazy shit out of Jimbo right here, but I tell you what, the guy does great, great calls on his show. He gets in people. He gets coaches, and he gets a Division I coach that I wish I could have him on my coach, but on my show. But he said that he can't kill him on my show because it's a gambling show, and he'd get in trouble. I won't even mention his name.
Yeah.
But he said, "Hey, my guys listen to your show too; they love it." So, but in any case, Jimbo, maybe you could give a little props out to your show right here.
No, I appreciate that. I obviously, you guys know I'm really involved in youth baseball, and started my own podcast. Probably I'm going on right at a month. it's done really well. And like we just said, it, you know, you can search Youth Baseball Talk. Trying to do something a little different than the normal show. It's, you're not going to get on here and it's not going to be 45 minutes of straight instruction. It's really more about trying to get people information so that they can make a lot of decisions for themselves and kind of help them, you know, look, you know, there's a, it kind of started because I'd get a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I thought, you know what, if the people I know are asking, and again, I'm no expert, but if the people I know are asking me, how many other people are there out there? So, you know, just something fun. I think, you know, you, we do this because we love to just go back and forth.
Oh, you know
about
what? I love my fans. I love people out there. We got so much great shit coming at you at this show. In the future, too, we're gonna have a jockey. Check this out, my friends. We are going to have a chick here that's a stripper who's really cool. And she's from a nightclub that they strip. And I'll tell you what, I can't give you out the name yet because if I can't get her from that club, I'm going to get another chick from another club because I think that is entertainment at its best.
That's hot.
Oh, that's really hot.
It's entertaining.
And so that's what we got going, my friends. Tune into our show, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. From the Ocho Man, Jimbo, and Chris, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.